Plastic is fake. It's not real. It's not a real, it's not real wood. It's plastic, we say. It's not real china. It's plastic. It's not real gold. It's plastic. Look at your car. It's not real metal. It's plastic. It's fake. Nobody ever makes plastic look like plastic. It has to look like what it isn't. It's what plastoy is. It's a fake. It's fabricated. It's molded to deceive. It's molded to deceive. I was carrying a little black case the other night when I was down in Texas. The guy said, "That is beautiful leather." I smiled. I said, "Thank you. But it's plastic." "Oh," he said, "it looks like leather." I said, "That's it. You got it. It's supposed to. That's the point. It's a fake. It's a forgery." I was into this text, by the way, so. Isn't real. So they come along with fake arguments, plastic theology. It isn't really God's truth. It isn't really Christ's truth. It isn't really what the Bible says. It's molded to deceive you. And they're into immorality because they've never submitted to the Lordship of Christ. He's not the Lord of their life. And they're in the business they're in to get money out of your pockets, to make themselves rich. They are dangerous. We've seen their sphere in the church. They're subtly, they come in undercover. They say enough right things for us to believe them. Their sacrilege, the major point, they will deny the sovereign mastery of Christ over their life, and they'll live any way they want. Their success, oh, millions follow them. Their state is a state of asalgeia, sensuality. Their stigma, they cause the church to be maligned because the world mocks at our claim for holiness when it sees them unmasked. The spring of their operation, greed. Peter's got one more point. The sentence on their operation. Verse 3. Their judgment from long ago is not idle. The verdict, the krima, the judgment, the sentence on them, you can translate it sentence, their sentence set long ago, compared Jude 4.